I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Thousands of scientists and science supporters are expected to gather in Washington and across the country, including Asheville, for the March for Science. The event has raised questions about whether scientists can and should advocate for public policy. And as I found out, there are some strong opinions here in Western North Carolina.
March for Science.
An internet search for March for Science events in North Carolina turned up two local and very different perspectives. The first, an article about the Asheville March for Science in the Citizen Times. To learn more, I contacted the march organizer through the group's Facebook page. If you're expecting a scientist, you're in for a surprise.
All right, my name is Luke Sheely, and I'm 18 years old, and I go to North Buncombe High School.
The high school senior who plans to study environmental engineering in college and credits his physics and chemistry teacher for igniting his passion for science says he was inspired to start the ball rolling shortly after plans for a national march were announced.
I was really passionate about science being available to everyone and the information that we gather being put to use instead of hidden. So that sort of gave me the drive to see, hey, is Asheville doing anything about this? Do we have a March for Science? And we didn't at the time, so I figured that maybe we should. And so I tried to start one.
Today, the Asheville March for Science Facebook group has more than 1,600 members who plan to march through downtown. Sheely describes the event, which also includes speakers, as a celebration of science and a call for support.
We are completely nonpartisan. We are not trying to be a political faction. We are just trying to educate people about science and about how they can advocate for science in a way that's not either Democratic or Republican.
I wish the world was full of people like Luke. You know, we need that kind of care and that kind of energy and that desire to impact our community.
That's Rob Young, a geology professor and director of the Program for the Study of Developed Shorelines at Western Carolina University. We reached him by phone as he was heading out of town. He represents the other perspective. Young wrote an op-ed in the New York Times calling the March for Science a bad idea.
You say that the action that you're taking is explicitly non-political. Well, you know, you don't necessarily get to make that call yourself because there's another group of people who'll be viewing what you're doing and they will decide whether they think that what you're doing is partisan or political. That's the trick of choosing a march as your way of reaching the goals that Luke so eloquently outlined.
Instead of marching, Young suggests scientists connect with their communities. Join local civic organizations, become active in schools, get to know the audience they're trying to reach.
So it's not about changing the mind of those people whose minds will never be changed. It is about reaching out to folks who don't even know a scientist, couldn't put a face on science, and therefore, you know, that makes us an easy group to demonize.
What do you hope this will accomplish?
Really, I'm hoping this will be an educational point where people will understand that scientists are people too, and that scientists or that science itself is not an ideology or political faction, and it is just a method of discovering information around us and figuring out the world that we all interact with every day.
Similar goals, different approaches, from a budding scientist who is marching and a veteran scientist who isn't. Young will actually be at a science meeting in Vienna and says, despite his skepticism, he might be watching from the sidelines.
I think I'd be missing out if I didn't join them at this celebration for science. And maybe that sounds a little bit hypocritical, but whether I'm there or not isn't going to change the fact that all of these marches are happening. So I may as well continue the discussions about science communication with my friends and colleagues, you know.
For BPR News, I'm Helen Chickering.